Connie, you awake?
Huh?
Time to get up. Here, I made you some hot chocolate.
Oh, thanks, Bob. What time is it?
Oh, a little after 8. The hospital let us in to see Grandma after 9. I canceled all my appointments for the day.
Did you ever get through to Dad?
No, but I talked to April first thing this morning. She said your father is off on a cruise to the Bahamas.
He went without April?
Uh-huh. That's typical of your dad. April's not very happy either. In fact, she said she's fed up with Bill's antics, and if he doesn't change, she'll leave him.
Oh.
I find it hard to believe he'll ever change.
It's too bad. Grandma really wanted to see him.
Mm-hmm. April promised to try and track him down. Maybe he'll come through.
Dad?
Connie, you understand how serious this is. Your grandma, I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm praying harder than ever.
Oh, I thought you would, but prayer's notwithstanding. Oh, we could lose her at any time.
And that's why I'm going to keep praying. I mean, if we're going to lose her, why not later instead of now?
Connie.
I better get ready if we're going to go to the hospital at 9. Okay, we can talk about this later.
Sure. Later.
Well, good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I was wondering if I could talk to you and Jason for a moment.
Of course you can. Jason?
Yeah, Jack?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Sellers.
Good morning, Jason.
Eileen wants to talk to us.
Okay, what's up?
I need to talk to you about what happened in the Imagination Station.
Sure.
Is it really true? Could Zachary really walk in the machine?
It sure seemed like it.
But how?
You see, because he imagines he can, he can. You should have seen how excited he was.
I'll bet he was. But I don't think you understand what you've done.
Sure I do. Zachary got a chance to walk again.
Yes, but Zachary gave me nothing but fits all night. He called all his friends about it. And then when I finally got him to bed, he couldn't sleep. At one point, he started crying. He was crying in his sleep, Jason. And this morning, he was a monster at the therapist. He didn't want to do his exercises. He didn't see any reason. Why work hard at something that may not help him to walk when he can just climb in the Imagination Station and walk as much as he wants?
That's a good point. I can appreciate his thinking.
So can I. And it's all wrong. What did you think you were doing by giving him all that false hope?
False hope?
How is he supposed to cope with real life when you've created something that reinforces his desire to escape?
Maybe this will help him cope with real life better than he could before. Maybe it'll increase his desire to do his exercises so he can walk in real life. I don't know.
That's the problem. You don't know.
Mrs. Sellers, I understand how you feel, but I think Zachary was just overreacting last night. The whole thing's a novelty. It'll wear off.
You think being able to walk will wear off for someone who can't? Is that what you think? I'm afraid you don't understand kids like Zachary. You don't have the slightest inkling of
Mom, what's going on here?
Zachary, I told you to wait in the van.
I got tired of waiting in the van. I want to go in the Imagination Station.
No, I don't think so.
Why not? We went to that useless therapist and now all we're going to do is go home. Why can't I go in?
Because I don't think it's good for you.
You know, Mrs. Sellers, maybe it would be good if Zachary went in for
Jason.
A while.
Jason.
It may prove what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see? Why can't I go in?
Because I don't want you to.
Mrs. Sellers.
Jason, can I have a word with you?
What?
Right now, up in the office, please.
Yeah, sure. Mrs. Sellers, I really wish you'd reconsider.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me do it if it was going to hurt me.
Okay, so, what's wrong?
What's wrong? Jason, I don't know what's happening to you.
Nothing. Why?
You just broke an overriding rule at Wit's End. It's always been Wit's policy never to contradict parents, particularly in front of the children. And as best as I can tell, it's a rule that's worked well since the place opened.
Well, sure, but what was the harm in trying
to... Don't you see? It's like parents are contradicted at every turn by every other institution. They look to Wit's End to help support them.
But I happen to think she was wrong in this case.
Oh, and you're the one who's going to tell parents they're wrong and how they raise their own children?
No, of course not. but she was going after the imagination station.
She was going after what you did to the imagination station.
Oh, I get it now. This is because you think she's right.
She's right in as much as you don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know what this will lead to. This is like those arcade games you created.
I knew you'd bring them up.
Well, why shouldn't I? Look, you know, I'm as keen on new ideas as anybody, but they've got to be developed carefully. You created arcade games, and they were noisy and...
And fun.
Oh, fun maybe. But having fun alone isn't what we're trying to do here. We want to create fun with learning.
Oh, come on, Jack. Give me some credit, will you? I reprogrammed those machines to include learning, and you approved of them.
Sure. I was for anything that would help the kids and turn down the volume. But we still don't know how much learning the kids are doing when they're dazzled by lights and noise. Look, don't you get my point? We don't know. And using the kids here as guinea pigs...
Guinea pigs?
Yes, for what we don't know, it's dangerous. That's why I'm against the arcade games and what you've done to the imagination station.
Okay, okay. Your opinions are duly noted.
Meaning, you haven't heard a word I've said. Oh, Jason.
Hi, what's end? Oh, hey. It's Brian Dern. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, sure. Well, it doesn't exactly heal people. It just sort of... How'd you hear about this? An interview? Sure. Yeah, this afternoon would be fine. Uh-huh. Bye. He's coming over this afternoon.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'll talk to him about it.
And when handicapped kids all over town, maybe all over the state, come to be healed, what then?
Look, we'll just deal with that when it happens. I'll establish some rules about how the machine should be used.
Oh, so you're not against rules as such, just the old rules.
Look, Jack, you worry too much. This whole thing will work out fine, mm-hmm. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Let the word get out. It could lead to some wonderful things for the kids. Why are you so afraid of this new technology? I mean, it's like a miracle of science.
Because there are no such things as miracles of science.
Are you comfortable, Grandma?
I'm fine. Quit worrying. Thank you for coming to see me. But you don't have to stay. I'm sure you both have better things to do with your time.
Oh, there's nothing better than this, Grandma.
Mom would have just made me do chores at home anyway.
You're kind. You haven't been able to find Bill, have you?
No.
But we know where he is.
Fishing in the Amazon, climbing Mount Everest.
He's on a cruise in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I see. And he left April behind, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, that boy. I can imagine the excuses he came up with about why he needed the trip. He'll never grow up.
There. We'll keep trying, Grandma. Maybe he'll come.
No, not in time.
What do you mean, not in time? What are you talking about? We have plenty of time.
After all these years, don't you think I know my own body?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Franklin.
Go on, Doctor. Tell them the truth.
I beg your pardon?
I was telling them that I don't have a lot of time. You'll confirm that, I think.
Well, who knows how much time any of us have?
Doctor, don't be evasive.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to say that my heart muscles are weak. Go on.
Grandma.
Go on, Doctor.
That's true, they are.
The valves are deteriorated.
True.
And a heart transplant is what I need the most. But my condition is so unstable, I'd never make it through the operation. Correct?
Thank you, Mildred.
So it's all true?
Yes, Connie. I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you in more diplomatic terms, but obviously Mildred didn't want it that way.
Why beat around the bush?
There's nothing we can do.
We're doing all we can.
Which is a nice way of saying that there's nothing anyone can do. I'm not afraid of the truth.
But if it's true, if it's really true... Why did you want me to pray for you?
Oh, silly girl. You're not praying for me. You're praying for you.
Me?
Yes. Even as you pray for God's will to be done for me, you're praying for God's strength in you. Strength for whatever happens. That's why I want you to pray.
Jason? Jason!
What?
I need to talk to you.
Not now, Jack. It's crazy in here. Come on, kids.
No,
don't push
no.
it, right?
Stop it, David. Stop it right now.
But I don't want to leave. I want to go back in. I want to play baseball again. No, don't make me leave.
Oh, boy.
What's on the TV?
In light of recent statistics demonstrating that the number of eligible retirees is expected to double within the next 20 years.
Right.
In other news, Wits End has become the scene of unexpected chaos this afternoon.
Wits End?
As crowds of parents and children, many suffering from a variety of handicaps, arrived to try out a newly designed machine that reportedly heals those who go into it.
What?
Reporter Kurt Morse is on the scene.
We're not kidding when we say chaos, Steve. There's a line going down the stairs and out the door at Wits End as children from all over the area have come to try out the new and improved Imagination Station.
I don't believe this.
Police have arrived to keep visitors in an orderly line on
Connie.
The sidewalk.
Mom, you should see what's going on at Wits End. It looks like it... Mom?
Well, we're mostly concerned about...
What's wrong?
I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? What happened?
Your grandmother... just slipped into a coma.
And it's Crying Brian Dern coming to you live from Wits End. And for once, we're on top of the big story of the day. I'm here with Jason Whitaker, the mad scientist who came up with the new healing Imagination Station. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
My pleasure. Although I'd like to make it clear that the Imagination Station doesn't really heal anybody.
Well, then what's it do? Why are all these people here?
Because the Imagination Station is based on the imagination. It lets kids imagine they can do things they couldn't otherwise do.
So, say, if I can't walk, it lets me walk. Is that the idea?
Right.
Well, I gotta be honest. I've seen some kids around here in tears because it didn't work for them. Is this a scam or what?
No, it's not a scam. Look, Jack Allen came up with a theory that for some kids it won't work because their imaginations don't have the knowledge or the memory to make it work.
I see.
For example, if a child was born blind, then it's hard for them to imagine what seeing is really like.
Uh-huh.
So the machine won't help.
Jack came up with this?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's over by the Imagination Station right now. Jack! Jack, could you come over here?
Well, you'll have to excuse me. We're very busy.
I know, but tell me, Jack, what do you think about all this?
Well, I think it's an intriguing idea that certainly needs to be explored in the fullness of its time under closely guarded scrutiny and with a measure
of... Yeah, right. You sound like a politician. What's the matter? You don't like the new Imagination Station?
Not really, no.
Well...
Pardon me, I have to go.
I'm with you on this one, Jason.
Get out of my way.
If it makes the kids happy, who cares?
Imagination Station. Out of my way.
It looks like you have an enthusiastic fan.
Yeah, that's Zachary. He was the first one to successfully use the new Imagination Station.
Well, we should talk to him. Let's stroll over to see what's going on here.
Let me in. I was the first. first one to walk in it. I should be allowed to go in whenever I want to. Get out of my way!
Zachary, I'm not sure your mother wants you back in here.
I don't care. I want in, and I want in now.
Hey, kid! What's the beef?
Jason, tell him I should be able to go in. I was the first one.
Yeah, that's true, Zach. But you see all these other kids? They've been waiting an awful long
time. I don't care about them. I want in now.
Zachary.
Uh-oh. Here come the judge.
I should have known I'd find you here, even after I told you not to come.
Why shouldn't I do it? Why don't you let me walk?
Because you're not really walking, that's why. It's make-believe.
Then I'd rather be in make-believe than stuck in this awful wheelchair. I want to go in.
No, you're coming with me, now.
I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, leave me alone. I don't want to go. Stop.
Jack, please, help me.
Listen to me, Zachary. You can do as your mother says and go out, or you can be carried out. It's your choice.
But I don't want to go.
I know you don't, but you have to obey your mother. It's up to you how you want to do it.
All right, I'll go. But I hate you for this. I hate all of you.
There, Jason. I hope you're satisfied.
Well, Jason, every great invention has its detractors.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Now we understand that Jason Whitaker, proprietor of Wits End, has closed Wits End for the remainder of the day. We caught up with him while he posted a sign at the front door.
I'm sorry for any inconvenience. I didn't mean to be unkind. Maybe I got it wrong. So I would just like to submit the Imagination Station to further tests before resuming public operation of this particular program. I'm sorry.
Bart Rathbone has been using this incident as an example of how dangerous Wits End has become over the past few months. The games at my place are safe and mindless, he said this afternoon. He also noted...
Huh? Oh, Jack, I didn't see you come in.
It didn't look like you were seeing much of anything, Connie. Did you even hear the report?
Oh, some of it. I'm sorry. I guess I was kind of lost in my thoughts.
Lost in your thoughts or in your prayers?
A little both, I guess. What are you doing here?
I was going to visit Zachary. The hospital's on the way, so I stopped by to see how your grandmother's doing. I saw your mom. I'm sorry to hear what happened.
Well, Grandma knew. The doctors have done all they can, which isn't much. They say that the most they can hope for is to build up her strength through the life support equipment and medicine. Then the rest is up to God.
It always is.
I'm so tired.
I would be too. I can imagine how hard it is for you.
Grandma's completely at peace with God about what's going on, but I don't get it. Why is this happening to her? She's such a sweet, good woman.
Why does this sort of thing happen to anybody?
Yeah.
I don't know. The truth is, I think we have the question turned around. Maybe the better question is, all things considered, why don't things like this happen more often?
What do you mean?
It's a fallen world, a crazy world, in fact. We're subject to disease and death and handicaps and accidents. It's a wonder things aren't worse than they are. But I don't have an answer, Connie. I doubt your grandmother has one either. But from what you say, she probably knew that faith is the only way to get through.
Faith, yeah. But I've been sitting here wondering... You know, I've had faith when I've been praying for her to be healed, but it hasn't made a difference.
Hasn't it? Are you so sure?
She's still dying.
Oh, but for a Christian, isn't dying possibly another kind of healing? I mean, it's not like this world is the be-all and end-all of everything. Sometimes there's a greater healing than we expect, but that's God's business.
If it's His business, why do we bother to pray?
Because He tells us to. If we don't pray, how can we become more in tune with the mind of God? To feel His comfort even if we don't get what we want. Praying is the only way I know how.
Jack?
Miss Connie?
I never really asked you before, but could I have a hug?
Oh, Connie. Oh, of course you can. I'm sorry to talk so much. A sermon doesn't mean much at a time like this.
No, it's okay. I just need to be reminded sometimes, you know,
Of the things Whit taught you, I know.
Thanks for being here, Jack.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Connie.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for coming.
How's he doing?
He's depressed, I think. Doesn't want to eat or talk to me. Nothing. He just sits quietly and looks out the window.
Where is he?
The living room.
Can I go in?
Oh, certainly. Would you like something to drink?
Oh, a tea if it's no trouble.
I'll go make it.
Thank you. Knock, knock. Can I come in?
I don't care.
Just thought I'd stop by, see how you're doing after that, well, incident today. I'm sorry I had to threaten you, Zachary, but you were a little hysterical.
I was being a brat.
That's another way of putting it.
I wish I'd never gotten in that machine. I wish I'd never knew.
Oh, I suspect that Jason regrets it, too. In his enthusiasm, he didn't realize. But surely the time you had was, well, wonderful in a way.
Yeah, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me. But so what? I'm still stuck in this wheelchair. I still can't walk. I may never be able to walk. I'll never get healed.
Maybe not. At least, not like that. But Zachary, I came over to tell you something that I think is even more important than whether you walk again or not. See, there's a more important healing I want you to think about.
Like what?
Spiritual healing, Zachary. It's not the handicap on the outside you have to worry about, but the one on the inside. And without Jesus Christ, we're all spiritually handicapped. You want to be healed, Zachary? Let Jesus heal you where it counts. In your heart and soul.
But I don't know how to do that.
I'll tell you how, Zachary. In fact, let's get your mother in here, and I'll tell you both how.
Sweetheart?
Hi, Mom.
It's late, honey. Why don't you go home?
No, I'll wait. I want to be here if she wakes up. I just came out to stretch my legs.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I saw Dr. Franklin a little while ago, and he said that Grandma keeps having a series of, I don't know what to call them, spasms, like tiny heart attacks. He doesn't know how much more she can take.
She'll let go soon, I bet. Somewhere deep inside her coma, she's probably stalling to see if Dad'll show up. Maybe I should whisper in her ear that he won't. He's never on time.
Oh, Connie, I'm so sorry.
Why? It's okay now, really. If she goes, she'll go to a much better place than this. She believes it.
And you do, too.
Sure. Don't you?
Oh, I wonder.
Be sure, Mom. Don't sit on the fence anymore.
I love you, Connie.
I love you, too. But I don't have enough faith for both of us. You need some of your own.
I know, sweetheart. I know.
June? Connie?
Yes, Doctor.
I'm sorry.
Is she... You mean just now?
Yes. Just a moment ago. Very quickly and peacefully.
Oh, we should have been in there.
It's okay, Mom. She went peacefully. That's the only way she could have gone.
Oh, Doctor, can we go in?
Of course.
Come on, dear. Let's Let's go say goodbye.
Not goodbye, Mom. How about see you later?
There are a lot of different views about healing and how it happens. But one thing is certain, God hears our prayers. 1 John 5:14 tells us, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." We see the truth of that verse when Jesus prayed in Gethsemane before He was crucified. He asked for the cup to pass from Him, but ultimately accepted that He would do God's will. So we pray to God for what we really want, but accept that as a loving Father, He'll give us what is best for us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Touch of Healing was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.